This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night, you're obviously on Fox Sports Southwest doing the Mavs game. Mm-hmm. Mavs pregame, the game, and the postgame. And they're playing the Spurs.
Yep.
And so Popovich is in town. Mavs got the W, by the way.
Yes.
Popovich is in town.
Mavs own the Spurs.
And Popovich generally recognized as the greatest coach in the NBA and one of the greatest coaches in all of sports.
Yes.
In addition to which, he's very outspoken on a lot of things and incredibly respected just for how open-minded he is.
He's a military man.
Yeah.
He served his country.
Yeah. He's
traveled the world.
People talk about him running for president someday. He's an incredibly impressive human being on all fronts.
Yeah.
But I've asked you before. I was like, dude, you're right around Popovich, one of your heroes. Why don't you say something? Why don't you say hello? Have you met him yet? And, you know, you've asked questions and stuff in a media setting. But last night, you jumped in to the fray,
yeah,
and you met your hero.
Yeah, I did, man. And it was really intense, Ben. So because we talked yesterday how Buck is, off the postgame show now because he's coaching in Memphis. And so we're, you know, mixing that around. But I went down to the floor a lot later than I normally do. So when I got down there, it was already after 7:30. And by the time I got down there, people were already settling in. They're getting ready to do the anthem. And so I'm standing at half court, and usually at this time I'm standing on the baseline and I'm waiting for the anthem, and Pop walks right by me. And I'm like, crap, man, should I say something to him? Because you've said that too, which is like, why don't you say something to him, man? Why don't you? And I was like, I've always wanted to. But I'm sitting there thinking, okay, he's an intimidating guy, and this is right before the game.
You just don't get it, do you?
No, I know, Pop, I don't. but I want to kiss your ass right quick, so I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how intense he is right before the game. And so if you've ever been in the Maverick game and you look, like about a minute before they all get in line to do the anthem, they're all kind of like throwing up shots or whatever, and they're kind of mingling, and it's not real organized. And so Pop goes down, and he's standing really on the baseline, and he's talking to one of their athletic trainers. And his arms are folded, and his back's kind of to me, and I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, what's the worst that could happen? He humiliates me and I cry.
In front of 17,007? How many are there? 18,000?
Mostly Spurs fans.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, I screw it. So I walked up to him, and I got a pretty decent relationship with their PR guy, so I figured, you know, if I screwed this up, I could apologize later.
Sure.
So I went up, and I think I probably said, Mr. Popovich?
Now, hold on a second. And also, you're approaching him, and he's giving off the international sign for don't F with me. His arms are crossed,
and
his back is turned to you.
Right. And so here's what I think happened in my mind. Like, here's what happened in my mind. I think it's pretty close. But I think what I said is, I think I said, Coach, I work for the Mavs. And I've never approached you before, but I've always wanted to say, I really respect the way you do what you do. I respect the way you say what you say.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan, and I just wanted to say that. And he looked at me, Ben, and he took both of his and I think his hands are bigger than Kawhi Leonard's, or maybe I dreamt that up. I don't know. But he took both of his paws, and he put them on the outside of my shoulders,
you
right?
Started dancing?
And we started dancing. And I sang Lady in Red to him. And no, and so I'm 46 or however old. I mean, I'm
wow,
sniffing
you're
50.
Old.
You're the same age, oh, jerk. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. But yeah, I felt like a kid. I honestly and truly felt like a high school kid or something. And he kind of looked down at me and he goes, I don't think he said son, but in my mind he said son. He goes, but he did say, hold on, what's your name? And he put his hands on my shoulders.
And are you thinking he's going to turn you into someone at that point?
I don't know. I think he's going to turn me around and do
Wait,
whatever he wants to do.
Are you thinking he's going to get your name to turn it into the HR or the PR guy?
I had handcuffs on. He goes, hold on. He goes, what's your name? And I said, well, my name is Jeff Wade, but everybody calls me Skin. And he goes, well, I'm going to call you Skin. And he goes, thank you so much for telling me that. I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Man.
It was well received.
It was well received. And then I was just like, and then I just sort of walked back to my thing, and I had this big smile on my face. It's like, man, I just made Popovich's day. I mean, his day was going so bad until I walked up to him.
During the game, did you run back over in a timeout and go, hey, remember that?
No, but you... there was a couple times where he noticed me broadcasting. He looked over and was like, do you have any ideas right now? Because we hit it off in such a way, I'm looking to get more input from you.
Okay, so a lot of times, you know, we get to meet our heroes, and they're not quite all what we'd hoped they would be. How would you say this went in a term, you know, in a scale of 1 through 10, 10 being exactly what you wanted him to be?
Upon walking off from that exchange, I felt like it was about an 8.5 to a 9.
Oh, no. What'd you take points off for?
Well, he didn't ask me to vacation with him.
Oh, okay, great.
Right? I thought that the ultimate would be like, oh, my God, I found my man soulmate. I would love to spend more time with you. Can I hear your thoughts on policy? Like, so that's a 10. So in my mind, it was like an 8.5 or a 9 because it was well received. He didn't go, dude, time and place, right? We're trying to compete here. So that was my only worry, was like, I just don't know the man's boundaries. It seems like all he has are boundaries.
Right.
So it was a questionable time to do it, but it ended up being great. Maybe I caught him at the perfect time, right? Maybe after a game he's pissed off. Maybe well before a game he's like got his guard up because there's too much media. He probably didn't even know what I was, right? He might have thought, okay, some guy in ticket sales for the Mavericks is walking up to me right now. Why do they let these people on the floor? Here's a guy in community outreach. Right. Like, he had no idea that I was about to go on the air and, you know, make fun of Bryn Forbes' name or what. He had no idea what I was. But it went really well. Because we've talked about it before, certain coaches are approachable, and he's just, in my mind, he's not. But I think in the right setting, he'd be the most approachable guy ever, and he would like to exchange ideas with people.
Right. In terms of guys who are iconic, that are everything you could ever want them to be and more, I immediately think of Michael Young.
Oh, my God,
as being the guy, because he's even beyond what you would hope or expect. I mean, I think that's a guy who could, I mean, he's not really out there politically or anything, but I'd vote for him for anything.
Yeah, I think that's well said. He's just got everything about him is the right kind of guy.
Who else would you put up there?
You know who I love and people just don't know because he is so damn quiet? But Michael Finley's the right kind of guy.
Yep.
He's an awesome dude, but he's just so quiet nobody knows it.
Yep.
But he's very thoughtful, and he interacts with different people from different walks of life, and he's smart and all these different things. But just nobody knows it because he doesn't put himself out there like that.
Tony Romo?
Oh, of course.
Tony Romo.
I think a lot of that, too, is I think a lot of times, and I think the same way with Travis Frederick, I think just, and David Letterman, for example, people from that sort of northern Midwest part of the world, they're just good people. Yeah. There's just so many good people from that part of the world. I feel like whenever I meet them.
Obviously, Dirk is so humble.
Dirk's not even
so,
real,
so
dude.
Kind. Yeah. I'm just wondering, have there been any that weren't? That, like, you met them, and you're like, ugh, yeah, that really wasn't what I had hoped for.
That's a good question. Like, nobody just immediately jumps to mind. You know what one thing I've learned recently is I used to not like Jerry Stackhouse at all because of our exchanges with him.
Uh-huh.
And then Buck set me straight on all that. The reason is because Jerry Stackhouse was impossible to deal with the day of a game because of what his preparation was like. Buck was like, dude, I'm one of Stack's best friends, and I wouldn't talk to him before a game, and I was on his team. And so I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. That's why he was always a jerk. Because we'd go in the locker room, and I'd be like, man, Stackhouse sucks. What a jerk.
You know somebody who, and you were already ahead of me on this, that I got to interact with recently, that it blew me away what a good dude they were, and I never would have expected it? Scandrick.
Oh,
Orlando Scandrick. I
love Scandrick. Scandrick puts up a wall.
Yeah.
You know, but once he's just feeling you out. What you use the term whale sharking.
Yeah.
Scandrick will whale shark you. And then once he's like, okay, I see what this guy's about, he's cool with Clarence Hill. He's cool with Todd Archer. He's cool with Jean-Jacques Taylor because he's seen those guys around a long time and he knows what they're about.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, you see those guys are sitting there talking and they're cool with each other. But if Scandrick doesn't know, you ain't giving you nothing.
Right.
Man. He's blocking you out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.